Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
Today we're here to take you on another small journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover good and evil, questions 629 to 637.
Enjoy.
Question 629. What definition may be given to morality?
Morality is the rule of good conduct. In other words, it is the ability to distinguish between good and evil. It is founded on the observance of God's law. Humans behave correctly when they do everything for the good of all, for then they obey God's law.
Question 630. How can we distinguish between good and evil?
Good is everything that is in harmony with God's law, whereas evil is everything that deviates from it. Thus, doing what is good conforms to God's law, while doing evil infringes on it.
Question 631. Do humans have the means within them to distinguish between good and evil?
Yes. When they believe in God and desire to know God, who has given them intelligence to discern one from the other.
Question 632. Since humans are prone to error, couldn't they be mistaken in discerning good from evil and believe that they are doing what is good when in reality they are doing what is evil?
Jesus said, "Do unto others what you would want them to do unto you." That sums up everything. Obey it, and you will never go wrong.
Question 633. The rule of good and evil, which may be called the rule of reciprocity or solidarity, does not apply to individuals' own conduct regarding themselves. Can they find their rule and a safe guide for such conduct in natural law?
When you eat too much, it harms you. Well then, that is God letting you know how much you really need. And when you exceed it, you are punished. The same applies to everything else. Natural law outlines for all humans the limit of their needs. And when they exceed that limit, they are punished by suffering. If they would always listen to that voice that says, "Enough," they would avoid most of the ills they accuse nature of.
Question 634. Why may evil be found in the very nature of things? I am speaking of moral evil. Couldn't God have created humankind under better moral conditions?
We have already told you, spirits are created simple and ignorant. God leaves men and women to choose their own path, and it is worse for them if they take the evil one. Their pilgrimage will be all the longer. If there were no mountains, humans would not understand that they can ascend and descend. If there were no rocks, they would not understand that there are hard objects. The spirit must acquire experience. And to do so, it must know good and evil. That is why there is a union of spirit and body.
Refer to questions number 115 and 119. Question 635. The different social positions create needs that are not the same for everyone. Is natural law therefore not a uniform rule for everyone?
Such different positions exist in nature itself and are in accord with the law of progress. But this fact does not invalidate the unity of natural law, which applies to everything.
Author's remarks for question 635. The conditions of a person's existence change according to time and place. Hence, the different needs and social positions corresponding to such needs. Since this diversity is in the very order of things, it conforms to God's law, which nonetheless continues to be one in principle. It thus falls to reason to distinguish between real needs and fictitious or conventional needs. Question 636. Are good and evil absolute for everybody?
God's law is the same for everybody, but evil especially depends on the willingness one has for doing it. Good is always good, and evil is always evil, whatever a person's position may be. The difference is in the degree of responsibility.
Question 637. Are cannibals who yield to their instinct guilty when they eat human flesh?
I have said that evil depends on the will. Well then, persons are guiltier the more they know what they should do.
Author's remarks for question 637. Circumstances give good and evil a relative seriousness. People frequently commit wrongs that are nonetheless reprehensible even if they result from the social position in which society has placed them. However, their responsibility depends on the means at their disposal for comprehending good and evil. Thus, the enlightened person who commits a simple injustice is guiltier in God's sight than the primitive who obeys his or her natural instincts.